Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Deadly storms sweeping through the South have at least two people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of two tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A landmark study in the field of Alzheimer's research is being announced. An additional 42 genes connected to the development of Alzheimer's disease have been uncovered in the largest study of genetic risks for Alzheimer's to date. Co-author Julie Williams, director of the United Kingdom Dementia Research Institute at Cardiff University, is doing the research. She says 60 to 80% of the risk is based on our genetics, and therefore we must continue to seek out the biological causes and develop much-needed treatments for the millions of people affected worldwide. There is no verdict yet in the Michigan governor kidnapping plot.
Jurors in a Michigan courtroom have yet to reach a verdict in the trial of 4 men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The trial has lasted 16 days. I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Since Elon Musk bought his way into a leadership role at Twitter this week, the social media outlet announced it's working to develop an edit button for posts on its software available in a few months. The President of the United States could be compromised by Communist China. Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, says President Biden should also come under investigation when it comes to the contents of his son Hunter's laptop and business dealings in countries such as Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia.
I think he should be included. I think we need to take a very deep, in-depth look at that laptop. You know, I think it's evident that Hunter Biden has had business dealings with foreign countries. Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and Russia, two of which are very arch enemies, Russia and China. I mean, so what do they know about Hunter Biden? What do they have on him? What do they have on the president that could compromise, you know, the president's decisions? So I think Hunter Biden is a national security threat here. So we definitely need to investigate this laptop. We have authenticated it now. I mean, we knew a year and a half ago that this was a legitimate source of information. The Democrats and the big tech and the elites and the left-wing media tried to hide this in October from the American people prior to the 2020 election.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, but it is a fight worth fighting for because, our kids, our future generations, then dare I say the world. I mean, look what's happening around the world with the absence of American leadership on the stage today. This is what's going on. We've got American leadership that is more interested in a Build Back Better agenda that the majority of the country doesn't want. They're not interested in it, and they're being forced to pay for it by way of inflation and other means, and this is just the beginning. Because they're not going to use the traditional channels of having people vote, having our elected officials represent us. No, they're going to coerce us. This is what's going on in our country today. But this is all a result of the failed leadership and a stolen election, ladies and gentlemen. The prime minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, Prime Minister Salih Hudiyar, is back with us. The report on yesterday's demonstration that honored the victims of the Baran massacre. You know, when you understand what happened back in the 1990s there in East Turkestan, it is a repeat of history. We know that history repeats itself. I mean, it is one of those biblical stories where you go back and you see what Pharaoh did to the families of Israel. They were reproducing at such a rate, he was trying to control it, and so what did he do? He wanted to make sure that every male that was born was exterminated. Now, is there a possible Moses yet to come out of East Turkestan? We'll wait and see. But listen to how this historical record and this story seems to parallel what happened to the children of Israel in Egypt. Prime Minister, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I use that the example only to say that the thing about history is that we don't learn from it, and it just keeps on repeating itself, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, that is so. That is correct.
Well, yesterday you had a demonstration to bring back into focus what's going on in East Turkestan. Tell our audience what happened at the Capitol yesterday.
Yes, yesterday in front of the White House, we joined our diaspora community in the Washington, D.C. area to commemorate the 32nd anniversary of the 1990 April 5th Baran massacre. We also had similar demonstrations in Toronto, in Edmonton, Canada, as well as in Europe and Istanbul, Turkey.
So explain to our audience what happened on that fateful day.
32 years ago, on April 5th, 1990, the Chinese government had forcibly aborted over 250 babies in a small village called Baran. initially the people of Baran, they peacefully protested against, you know, the forced abortion, calling on the Chinese government to stop its genocidal policy. Like usual, the Chinese government responded with brutal force, shooting at the protesters, and this led to some of the protesters to, you know, take up arms and to defend themselves and prevent, you know, other babies from being aborted.
But nonetheless, we still had a couple of hundred. Well, you said 250 babies were aborted, and of course, meanwhile, the world seems to have stood silent over this incredible massacre.
Unfortunately, yes, 250 babies were aborted, and after the after it turned into an uprising, after the peaceful demonstrations failed, the Chinese government responded by deploying, you know, over 22,000 People's Liberation Army troops, you know, including airstrikes against this small village, you know, these several villages, resulting, you know, total population at the time was not even 19,000, resulting in about a week-long short rebellion that resulted in the deaths of estimates of 2,000 to 3,000. Uyghurs, and afterward, the Chinese government declared that they arrested 7,900, you know, Uyghurs in connection to this rebellion.
And what was the party line from the communist Chinese? What were they telling the international community? Because on its face, Prime Minister, as you report on it today, this is nothing different than what Putin is doing to Ukraine, right?
Yes. What the Chinese government, they initially, you know, the world didn't find out much about this until June of 1990, when the Chinese government held a press conference stating that they had, you know, crushed so-called counter-revolutionary revolutionaries in Baran, and that they had, you know, arrested hundreds, killed hundreds, captured hundreds, and arrested 7,900 so-called counter-revolutionaries for rising up against the Chinese state and so forth. And that's when the Western media began to, you know, dig into what was happening. Initially, the people of East Turkestan and Baran, they had hoped that seeing how the Soviets were defeated in Afghanistan, you know, the year prior, that if they, you know, resisted that support, you know, the world would learn about it and that help would come from the Western world. But unfortunately, the Western world didn't even hear about this uprising happening until months later.
Was there any mention by the communist Chinese of the forced abortions?
No, the Chinese government didn't mention the forced abortion. They stated that, you know, the vaguest thing is that they, you know, some of the protesters were angry at the Chinese government for, you know, its family planning policies, which is supposed to supposedly benefit, you know, all the Chinese people, etc. This was the official line of the Chinese government.
The psychological impact that this must have had on the women, the families, the Uyghurs there. Boy, PTSD and other things come to mind. This is just heartbreaking to pause for a moment and consider the devastation and the horrific pain that they suffered at the hands of this totalitarian government. That not only did they abort their children, but then this little community of Baran is overpowered with this military firepower to bring them in line and to put a message to the rest of the Uyghurs there in East Turkestan, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this was the amount of force that they used. They used, you know, airstrikes for a few days before going in, and this is according to one of the testimonies of a Chinese PLA soldier who later fled to the West who was involved in this. He stated that they were given orders to shoot at everything that was living, including, you know...
Prime Minister, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Sally Hootie here after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yesterday, led by the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, the government in exile, there was a demonstration that was held in front of the White House and proceeded to the Capitol that honored the victims of the Barren Massacre of 1990. As part of its prolonged campaign of colonization and genocide, the communist Chinese government routinely forced millions of women in occupied East Turkestan to abort their babies. On one day in particular, which was commemorated yesterday, the communist Chinese came in with force and aborted 250 Uyghur babies. This is unconscionable. Of course, the world has really not heard or has heard very little of this atrocity. And as China continues to have a stranglehold on the wallets of people all around the world, they call it being elite captured, the communist Chinese continue to get away with these kind of atrocities. Atrocities that we're seeing every night on television in Ukraine, seeing what the Russians are doing to Ukrainian citizens with the firepower and the military strength that they have, but yet to the Ukrainians' leadership and citizens, they are resisting a takeover by the communists to take away their liberties. This is how much freedom can mean to people. Here in the United States, we would appear to take it for granted. And we see it happening around the world and think, well, it could never happen here. But let me remind you how much of our country has been elite captured. The United States of America have been elite captured by a country that has such a disregard for human life. And meanwhile, we are partnering with them, we're helping them, and even understanding that they hold no reservation whatsoever in saying that they want to be where America is. They want to replace America. You imagine, with this kind of consciousness and this kind of behavior, what kind of impact that a world led by communists, by the communist Chinese, what that would look like. Okay? And what we're hearing about in East Turkestan is just a mere sample of this. Prime Minister, I want you to continue with your story here because, you know, the question that has to be asked after this is we know that they have routinely aborted babies. There has been activity, I guess, when they've used up, the citizens, the Uyghurs, and they've fulfilled their use, then there's been organ harvesting that has taken place. America, the world, has little understanding and knowledge of just how diabolical the communist Chinese are and the mistreatment of Uyghurs, right?
Unfortunately, yes. I think the U.S. government, at least the intelligence community, is very well aware of what China is doing to the Uyghur and other Turkic peoples of East Turkestan. However, the general public is still yet unaware of most of the atrocities.
So are they still conducting forced abortions to this day as you and I are talking?
Absolutely. The Chinese government, not only are they engaging in forced abortions, but they are also forcibly sterilizing hundreds of thousands of Uyghur and other Turkic women. The Chinese government itself stated that in 2009, that I think from 1979 to 2009, that they had prevented. Again, this is the type of sick language that they used. They said that they prevented the illegal birth of 3.7 million babies in East Turkestan between 1979 and 2009, which means that they forcibly aborted 3.7 million babies in the course of 30 years.
The illegal birth. Listen to that. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, this has ramifications beyond the borders of East Turkestan. This is the kind of language that creeps in into the mindset of a totalitarian government that wants to control the outcome. So then everything is, in their eyes, is either legal or illegal, right?
Yes, they have, you know, illegalized, you know, whether our ability to have babies, illegalized what type, you know, even the ability to give names, to, you know, worship, to even, you know, travel abroad or communicate abroad. These are all things that the Chinese government has termed illegal, which is, you know, in any other part of the world, these are, you know, the fundamental basic human rights, but the Chinese mm-hmm. government decides pretty much every aspect of our lives.
So the Uyghurs are basically enslaved right now, right? They have no freedoms, no right. They cannot leave East Turkestan. They are there in one big camp being used to the benefit of the Communist Chinese Party, right?
Unfortunately, yes. The Chinese government, you know, even in 2022, they're still continuing to use millions of Uyghurs as slave labor in factories, you know, inside East Turkestan and inside Chinese provinces to produce everything from, you know, shoes to shirts to, you know, computer parts, electronic parts, even to, you know, the solar panels which we are, you know, using here in the United mm-hmm. States for green energy.
So they have, they basically are using the Uyghurs as forced labor. And so we can assume that anything or most anything that comes out of China is coming out of these, you know, these sweat camps or sweat labor camps, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the U.S. government has, you know, the U.S. Congress here passed a bill called the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, specifically to try to prevent Chinese goods that are made with, you know, slave labor from coming into the United States. Unfortunately, there are some, you know, additional flaws to this because it only focuses on, you know, goods that are made in East Turkestan, whereas you still have Uyghurs and other Turk peoples being relocated, you know, transferred on trains, on buses. There's videos of these of this happening to, you know, Chinese factories where they're continued to be used as forced labor in, you know, Chinese provinces.
So they're not necessarily restricted to East Turkestan. They're being redistributed throughout China where they're needed.
Yes, the Chinese government has effectively tried to find, you know, loopholes around these, you know, bills to continue its operation.
Well, I mean, it's easy for them, you know, to work around these loopholes, especially when you have members of Congress, you know, people that are supposed to enforce these laws, you know, they're elite captured, as Peter Schweitzer would refer to them, because the Chinese have bought and sold them. And this is why, for example, Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House, because of the affairs, business affairs that her husband and her son are involved with Communist China, they're not, you know, she's not about to investigate. She's not even to even look into what happened at the Wuhan lab, for example.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, yeah, there are a lot of, you know, politicians, whether it's in Congress or whether it's in, you know, in government agencies, you have, you know, a lot of people in the think tanks that have either, you know, direct business ties to China or have investments in, you know, companies that are operating in China. So because of that, they are they have been, you know, pushing back to try to against these attempts to try to hold
exactly.
China, you know,
mm-hmm.
accountable.
Right. Well, Prime Minister, I mean, this has been going on for decades. We've got about 30 seconds left. You know, that you've been dealing with this. How do you hold on to hope?
Well, one of the hope is that they're, you know, seeing how the international community has responded to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This has given us hope that if the international community is fully aware, especially if the people are fully aware of what's happening, then governments mm-hmm. will be, you know,
we can hope and pray for them.
DOS broken
Thank
into
you,
or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deadly storms sweeping through the South have at least two people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of two tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler. Lou Euler, who's experiencing $6-$7 a gallon of gas in California. And this is why, if you hear the pain in his voice, it is emanating from his gas tank, from his car. And we feel your pain, Lou Euler.
it's over $6. You're right. And it's just inexcusable. Given the quantity of oil and gas that we have in the ground from Texas to Alaska, that's what we should be doing. We have clean natural gas. We have all the right stuff for so-called climate change, and we're doing the wrong stuff for the American people.
Well, Lou, I was just talking with California State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, and his bill passed, which is rare because here he is. I think he's only one of five Republican voices in the state legislature. I mean, the supermajority that they have there is so unbelievable. But anyway, they were able to pass his bill to do away with this vaccine mandate that was going to be imposed on every business and anybody that served those businesses in the state of California. Could you imagine what that would have done, you know, in terms of employment and productivity in the state?
No, that's exactly right. And instead of allowing intelligent business owners to set their own standards and intelligent leaders to help with that, why we keep talking about imposing rules and requirements, et cetera. That's not the nature of a free society. A free
exactly.
society makes those decisions freely with the people.
Well, Lou, the National Tax Limitation Committee has been the vanguard for right-sizing of government, and it was just announced that Mayorkas is going to add another layer of government to the whole immigration scene at the border. They want to take control over the adjudication of asylum seekers, which will be much more liberal and will allow for more illegal aliens to come into the country.
That's right, and to become voters unless we stash that ability of, I mean, look at California. All you have to do is go in and apply for a driver's license, and you've got the ability to vote without ever proving your citizenship and your right to vote. So this is the next step, and this business of going after people and stopping higher economic growth, you're absolutely right. It is too high government spending, about 40% of the GDP of America, across the country, that is now being taxed and spent by government at one level or another. And the recent analyses by smart guys in the economists throughout this country put that number, it should be around 20%, not
exactly
40%, as double what it is, and we need to go after that, not increase taxes on the wealthy.
Well, and look what the president did in his new budget. Over $5 trillion, Lou, right in the midst of, you know, trying to come out of COVID, inflation, you know, a potential war on the horizon. And he presents a $5 trillion budget that is so green oriented. When you sit there and go, wait a minute, this is not the time, you know, to invest in green energy. I'm sorry, we've been investing for the last two decades, and what have we got to show for it? Number one. Number two is, you know, inflation is out of hand. People are suffering here. We've given up our leverage with oil and energy. You know, we need to get back to first principles and get control of this stuff before we start approving a $5 trillion budget.
Now, you're absolutely right. And let me give you a few numbers on that. You know, when our nation was founded at the federal level, we paid about 1% of our income to the federal government. With the income tax that we passed 100 years ago, that has now jumped to up to nearly 40% of our income at the state and local and at the federal level. And we have to get back, you're absolutely right, get back to common sense, sound principles about what the size of government ought to be. We need to cut it in half, slowly but surely, over the next decade, in order to restore order and maximize the rate of economic growth for average citizens across the nation. And that will stop the inflation, and that will start us on the right road.
Well, Lou, fundamentally, the country has a philosophy issue, a conflict. You know, are we going to bow to the God of the government, or are we going to bow to the God who blessed us with this nation? And as we continue to move away from Almighty God, the God who created the heavens and the earth and blessed us with this great American idea so that we could go out and do a blessing and bless others, the more we turn our back on Him, the more radical this country becomes, the more endangered it becomes. I mean, we've just disconnected from common sense, as you said, and it's so obvious, but there's no, you know, there's no turning back, it seems like. And the people who are reasonable, because not everybody 100% are into this, they've been compelled and they have lost a little bit of courage along the way, and they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to be canceled, they don't want to get slapped in the face or whatever. But the thing is meanwhile, their country is going down, and what are we going to pass on to our grandkids and our great-grandkids?
Now, you're absolutely right, and the numbers tell it all. What we have to do is get a higher annual economic growth rate for our society so that more people can become wealthy through the private enterprise system. Right now, when Barack and company left presidency, they were increasing the national economic rate at about 1% a year. Mm-hmm. We need to target at about 4 to 5%. Then we double the size of our economy in less than 20 years. It would have taken 60 years under Barack. So, and Biden. So those are the numbers. That's the challenge. But people have to know and understand what is at stake. And those are the risks at stake for our nation.
Right. And the bottom line, Lou, to your point, is people are happier when they're at work. I mean, look at the difference between, you know, a Donald Trump administration. Forget about the mean tweets and all that. People joke about that. But in terms of their general happiness during those 4 years under Donald Trump, lowest unemployment of all time, increased ownership of home ownership was on the rise, prosperity for blacks and browns, people of all color right across the board. And we were moving in a way where, to your point and your vision here, where people are more productive. And we know by experience, when people are more productive, oh my goodness, they're a lot happier, you know, and we don't run into a lot of incivility like seems to be pronounced these days more and more.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. You and I have talked about reemploying common sense standards and values, and that's what this is all about. People are much more targeted to help and join in and be effective and productive if what they do leads to greater wealth for them and their family and for their future. And that's what we have to set as our goal, is increasing that by human activity at the local level. That's the common sense solution for America.
The website they need to know to get involved and activate their citizenship, Lou.
LimitTaxes.org. Let's go on together to a greater America.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have our next guest, Neil Harmon. He's the CEO of Angel Studios. You've been probably hearing a lot about Angel Studios. They're the leading alternative to Hollywood, telling stories that amplify light, distributing crowdfunded hits like The Chosen, Wing Feather Saga, The Tuttle Twins, and Dry Bar Comedy. Neil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Neil, what a great idea! I mean, how did all this come about? Angel Studios and that.
It came about with four brothers and a cousin starting this company because we wanted it made for our children, and we had young children at the time, and we wanted to make something where we could enjoy great stories in our homes and do it together as a family. And we started it with popular Hollywood content, and we made it possible to be able to skip over things, and it was called VidAngel. Mm-hmm. And then when we got big enough, we started making content ourselves, or helping the audience and the creators make content. And that's when we started Dry Bar and The Chosen and many of the other projects that we're working on.
So when you and your brother and your cousin started this, you said, well, we think this is what the market needs. You started seeing some moderate success with VidAngel, but as time went on, you're realizing we got a tiger by the tail here. This thing's going to take off, right?
Yeah, well, I think we knew early on that because we did some research and we found out that if we built a product that allowed people to skip over stuff and popular Hollywood content, we would attract an audience. That audience was about 50% of American parents.
Wow.
And then once we attracted that audience, we believed that we could produce better content than Hollywood can for that audience. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are doing and aim to continue to do.
Well, that's awesome. Well, how did your relationship with The Chosen and Dallas come together?
So when we first got into the content business, we did this show called Dry Bar Comedy, and Dallas saw that show. And Dallas, through a mutual friend of ours, Matthew Ferracci, introduced us to the pilot episode of The Chosen. It's a little short film he made for his church called The Shepherd.
Right.
And we saw that show, and we said, we want to be our first scripted series. And so we got behind Dallas and his team and helped him in every way to so that he could raise the money for The Chosen. He raised almost $11 million from almost 19,000 people to make season one. Mm-hmm. And what's so exciting about The Chosen is it has done well enough that it's funding its future seasons without having to raise additional capital. In order to fund future seasons. It's just become a phenomenal success globally. Mm-hmm. Now,
it has a long ways to go. I mean, we want it to reach a billion people throughout the world. And right now it's well known among Christian audiences, but this year is the year we want to reach the unreached and broaden the chosen out to a larger group of people.
How are you going to do that, Neil?
We are. So we just started a new system where we support the Brazilian real, a new currency, and Portuguese, and we're planning this year to reach 10 languages total, currency support and language support this year. And then we have a really, really fun marketing campaign that I can't tell you about. Top secret. But it's
I don't want you to injure me. So let's just keep it all in the family, okay? That's okay.
Funny. So anyway, we have a campaign that the goal of that campaign is to get people to pay attention to The Chosen and give it a try that normally wouldn't think to watch this show. It's just a great show, and
yes.
We believe it can be a lot broader than it has been so far, even though it's already reached over 300 million views.
No, it is absolutely miraculous, and you just see that God's hand is so much upon this, that in getting this message out that Dallas and the team have put together and the way it's being received, Neil, it just has to be a proud moment, you know, for you and your brothers and your cousin, your family, Angel Studios in total, to be associated with this kind of franchise.
It really is. It really has been a blessing. It was the coming together of Dallas when he had failed with a major Hollywood release that failed in the box office, and VidAngel, who had tried to solve the filtering problem for families, and then Disney sued VidAngel, and we survived that lawsuit and renamed the company Angel Studios. But in that process of us both being completely humble and willing to look at all options, we came together, and what has resulted has just been, there's really not words that I can put to it, but it's touching people's lives all over the world of different faiths. I've met people who are Hindu and Muslim that love this show, and it's really having an impact globally.
Well, you know, like you said, when you are about the Father's business and you see everyday people of all faiths, all colors, coming to align with your, you know, certainly with the values and all your efforts and everything that you've poured in, you know, to this franchise, it has to be confirming for you. And it also probably gives you this sense, because I've talked to Dallas about this as well. As I said, do you kind of feel like you're on holy ground sometimes as you're dealing with this? And he had this look on his eye like, very much so. This is why we pray a lot, you know.
Yes, and it's an interesting line to walk, because at the end of the day, we are an entertainment company, right? And
yes,
in order for this to be successful, we need to make a profit. And if we make a profit, then the show can grow to even more people. That was our goal. And when you're doing that, and you're doing something that is so central to God's work, it's an important line to walk humbly around, and we couldn't have picked a better group of people to help us do it. You know, those 19,000 families who backed it,
yes,
all the people who backed Angel, all the people who got behind Dallas. It's a great deep group of people who are protecting this project, and our prayer is that it can make it to 7 seasons and have that same beautiful spirit that it's had so far about it. Mm-hmm. We believe that's possible, but there's a lot of stuff going on around that project to try to stop a good thing from going forward. But we're really, really, really grateful for how well it has done.
Well, we're glad you came on the show so that we could encourage you. And just so you know, the Martinez family is vested in Chosen. We've invested all along into what Angel Studios has been doing here and what Dallas has been doing. Just had a conversation with Keith and Dry Bar Comedy. And, you know, I'm excited to see that a lot of people can find out that, you know, it's healthy to be funny and you can have clean comedy and clean entertainment.
And you know what happens, Bill, is that when people see it, when people see something that is that amplifies light, like The Chosen,
mm-hmm.
they recognize in their soul, we've been missing something like this.
You know? Right.
And, mm-hmm. and so there are tens of thousands of people who are coming to Angel.com to back other shows because they realize that the content that we most of the content that we have out there is empty calories. And they
yes.
don't understand it until they have something that really, really is the meat of what matters in this world. And that's what's so exciting about what we're doing is that we're helping the people get behind creators who want to amplify light in this world and mm-hmm. not just create a bunch of empty calories for our eyeballs.
No, well said. It's a little bit of like the old saying, you know, you build it, they come. And that's what's happening is people, you know, is The Chosen has, you know, continued to reinforce not only their franchise, but also Angel Studios. People are coming to you going, hey, what about this? I mean, you, I mentioned Dry Bar Comedy. You got Tuttle Twins, Wing Feather Saga. And I'm sure you've got more projects in the offing. Along the
every
same
day.
Way, right?
Every day we have creators submitting stuff every single day. Yep.
How do you stay on top of that, Neil? I mean, that is just amazing. But that's what it's all about. You got to have the product, right?
Yeah. Well, what's important here is that Angel, like its name, means ownership. It's about these angel investors who are backing the creators. And what happens at Angel is that as all these creators come and they want to do projects. They submit the projects to Angel, and then they go through what's the Angel jury, where the audience, we randomly select from previous investors, which, there are 19,000 in The Chosen. There's over 60,000 investors in all the projects so far, and we're just getting started. But they get randomly selected, and they watch these pilot episodes. We call them torches. And they watch them, and then they answer some questions. And about 1 in 20 actually passes the jury. Sometimes 1 in 40.
Wow.
But when they pass the jury, they are really, really good. And we've got a whole bunch lined up we're just so excited about the future, Bill. It's such an amazing time that the confluence of the internet, the fact that, in some ways Hollywood is kind of lost its bearings a bit. All the confluence of all these factors have really opened up an opportunity for the people to take back their entertainment.
Well, what a great alternative. Neil Harmon, CEO of Angel Studios, the leading alternative, as he says, to Hollywood telling stories that amplify light. I love that, Neil. Amplify light. That is, that's awesome. That's what it's all about. Look, we continue to pray for you. We wish you the best. We look forward to the continuing Chosen series and investments and these other opportunities that are going to be coming our way, you know, through Angel Studios. Thank you, Neil, for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your prayers, Bill.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep